Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva is a founding member of our Brain Trust. That means she joined us in 98. Inside of our first year of broadcasting our show, and that was a great year for us, and one of the reasons is because we found Eva, and Eva is one of the top small business tax experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Her book is called Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is an enrolled agent, which is a definite distinction, and that not everybody has, and a national tax columnist, and has an outstanding website as well. And she, more importantly, she's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. And how wonderful is that introduction?
How about that? Yeah, I, your family sent me that, so I read it exactly like they said for me to say it. Eva, it's good to have you back as always. Thanks for being here. As you know, and as I mentioned to the audience earlier in the program, we've already had our tax filing date, and hopefully you know what your tax situation was, and you filed your taxes on time, and you know, hopefully you had what many people consider to be a high-class problem. You made a profit, you had taxable income, and you owe taxes. Now, none of us like to pay taxes, and in a lot of ways we don't like to pay taxes, but that's kind of a high-class problem, isn't it, Eva?
It is. You know, it's funny. I was just talking to somebody yesterday, and she was saying, well, you know, I'm probably going to owe taxes next year, and I'm really not happy about that. And I said, well, you know what? I would love you to owe a lot of taxes at a very small percentage of your income.
Right. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, a friend of mine was complaining a couple of years ago. He reminded me about this the other day. He was complaining about how much taxes he owed. I said, doesn't that mean that you made a profit? He said, yeah. I said, congratulations. I said, do you have the money to pay it? He said, oh, yeah. I said, congratulations. I said, are you in the 100% tax bracket? He said, no. And I said, well, congratulations. You get to keep some of that.
See, you're doing a lot of congratulations.
And he kept saying, but that wasn't what I wanted you to say. I wanted you to commiserate with me a little bit. I said, well, you came to the wrong guy for that. So, okay, so you got a tax bill, but what if you don't have the money to pay the tax? You still got to file. What do
well,
I do?
Hopefully. Hopefully they filed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Hopefully you filed, because not filing, and it's too late for that now, it means a 25% non-filing penalty, plus huge amounts of interest on that, plus the non-payment penalty is about double what it would be if you actually filed.
So, folks,
for
the future, for future reference, the only thing worse than not paying your taxes is not filing, at least at the moment.
It's always the worst thing, because once you file, at least you have alternatives. And there are a lot of alternatives. One of the problems that I'm seeing is people who do have quite a large tax balance, and I know you're congratulating your friend instead of commiserating, but by the time, you know, October 15th, you know, a year later comes by, they don't have the money. Their business has dropped. Their business has dropped dramatically. It's not the same year as last year. Mm-hmm. The economy has tanked.
And that hit a lot of people. That hit a lot of people in 2009. Because a lot of people were still having a good year well into 2008.
Yeah.
And they had a pretty significant taxable year in 2008.
And
then when the tax bill came due, as you say, almost a year later, in fact, in exactly a year later from when the crash happened, a lot of people got into a bind a year ago.
They have. And a lot of people managed to hang on into this year, and then this year it's tanking.
So what do we do? How do we deal with it? So folks, the main thing to take away from this, from what we're talking about right now, is always get you somehow find a way to get your taxes filed, even if you owe money, even if you don't have the ability to write the check, even if you just send your return in without any note, without anything, at least get the thing filed by either September 15th for corporate and October 15th for personal, and the partnerships. Get that done, and then we can deal with it later. We deal with the taxes you owe later, which is what Eva's going to talk to us about. We come back after this next break. How do you deal with what you owe the government? How do you make that happen? How do you get yourself out of trouble? 20 Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.